The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. We want no condescending saviors. The 1871 Rules of the International Workingmen's Association, written by Marx, declared, "The emancipation of the working class must be conquered by the working classes themselves. They cannot be freed by liberal reformers. They cannot be freed by a heroic band of guerrillas. They cannot be freed by a small band of terrorists with dynamite. And they cannot be freed by any party or group that stands above or outside their own struggles." The English version of the anthem of the International Socialist Movement puts the same idea in the negative. Quote, "No savior from on high delivers. No faith have we in prince or peer. Our own right hand the chains must shiver, chains of hatred, greed, and fear." End quote. Eugene Debs urged workers in his speeches to fight for themselves and not wait for someone to fight for them. "I cannot do it for you, and I want to be frank enough to say that I would not if I could. For if I could do it for you," he stressed, "somebody else could undo it for you." Marx's phrase underscored an idea that was fundamentally different from a whole number of radical and socialist ideas current then, and which in various forms are still current now. These ideas can be roughly placed under the category substitutionum. In Marxist terms, any group, class, or party that substitutes its own activity for that of the class it claims to emancipate, that acts as a proxy in the name of and on behalf of the working class and the oppressed, is substitutionist. In the early days of capitalism, when the working class was in formation and had yet to systematically assert itself in collective struggle, substitutionism was historically inevitable. The utopian socialists, for example, substituted their own schemes for a better world for workers' own struggles, seeing workers not as the creators of the new world, but merely its beneficiaries. Marx and Engels also contended with the conspiratorial radicalism of the French socialist Auguste Blanqui and the Russian anarchist Mikhail Bakunin. Engels criticized the Blanquiist belief that, quote, "a small, well-organized minority should attempt a revolutionary uprising at the right moment that would, quote, carry the mass of the people with them." Marx and Engels likewise rejected Bakunin's elitist notion that a secret society of 100 powerfully and seriously allied revolutionaries, acting secretly, like invisible pilots in the thick of the popular tempest, could act as a spark for the Europe-wide revolution. Marx criticized these revolutionaries for substituting their urgent desire for revolution with the practical conditions and patient work necessary for its realization. "What childish naivete," he complained, "to advance impatience as a convincing theoretical argument." But what Marx and Engels took issue with above all in these radical schemes was the way in which the actions of minorities were meant to replace the self-activity of ordinary people acting to free themselves from their chains. Leon Trotsky made the same case against individual acts of terrorism. "Even the smallest strike, sit-in, or street protest can boost the self-confidence of workers, whereas an individual act of violence or terror has the opposite effect." "In our eyes," wrote Trotsky, quote, Individual terror is inadmissible precisely because it belittles the role of the masses in their own consciousness, reconciles them to their powerlessness, and turns their eyes and hopes towards a great avenger and liberator who someday will come and accomplish his mission. End quote and end of section.